Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you. I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen.
And I'm Prophetess McQueen.
Of Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, and this is the Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. We're so glad that you join us today. We know that truly there is a word from the Lord for you, and we are excited about what God is saying to you. Amen. Before we really get into the word today, let's go ahead and have our prayer and our announcements by none other than Prophetess Crystal McQueen. Prophetess?
Good morning, everybody. Once again, God bless you, and welcome to our show, Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. These morning's announcements, are as follows. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and every Saturday at 10:30 a.m., please join us for Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast with Apostle Christopher McQueen. Every Thursday at 7 p.m., join me for Prophetic Atmosphere. And you can hear every broadcast that we have live at www.ctkr.org. As many of you know, that is our website. We invite you there. And as you're perusing through there, we ask that you would become a prayer partner and a vision partner with this ministry, helping us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Amen. If any of you would like information concerning Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, or if you want to just have someone pray over your prayer request, or you would like either one of us to come and minister at your church, as you go to our website, www.ctkr.org, go to our Contact Us tab located at the top of the screen, follow the instructions there, and someone will contact you within 12 to 24 hours. Amen? Amen. We also want to let you know that we have a Facebook page. Go to our Facebook pages and like us there. Let us hear from you. Also, let us hear what God is doing in your life and how he is blessing you, as well as this broadcast and how it is blessing your life. Amen. We'd love to hear encouraging words. You can locate us under You can find us under Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, or you can locate us at WOPD, also known as Women of Prophetic Destiny. Again, that is on our Facebook pages. We would love to hear from you there. Amen. Those are the announcements. And now let us go to prayer, and then let us prepare our hearts to receive the Word of God on this morning. Amen. Father, we thank you and we praise you and we bless your holy name. This is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and we are glad in it. Father, I'm just asking that as we just lift up our hands to glorify you and our hearts are prepared to receive your word on today, that you would just touch the apostle's head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Father, we ask that you would just breathe on him a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit, Let him speak forth the oracles of God this day in the name of Jesus. And we, your people, Father, as we stand before you, you are a God that sees all and knows all. You are a God that every creation, amen, must bow down to you. We must give you thanks and praise because you are the Holy One. Father, we just ask that you would forgive us for all unrighteousness. Wash us clean from our sins. Cleanse us in the blood and in your word. In Jesus' name. God, we even pray now that our hearts are open and prepared to receive your word. Father, we ask that this word will begin to just renew our minds in the anointing. Renew our minds in the kingdom agenda, Father. We give your name praise. We give your name glory. We thank you and we praise you, God. I'm asking that even the hearts of those that are unsaved will be touched today, that they will begin to call upon your name and say, what must I do to be saved? Those that are saved, God, that we would just begin to take a seriousness, Father, and begin to pursue everything that you have called us to do, that you would help us to walk in obedience to your will and to your way, and that every day we continue to say yes, yes, eternally yes, to what you called us to do. Now, Father, we thank you and we praise you and glorify you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
And amen. And amen. Thank you for that awesome prayer. Amen. We are so excited with what God is doing. Brothers and sisters, I tell you, we have told you that the website is going to be changed very shortly, and we're working on the dynamics for that. And we know that it's going to be something good, amen, that we'll be able to present to you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We have been praying for those ministries that are under our covering, and a lot of them being out of the country, we know that over in Nigeria there's an outcry concerning the schoolgirls that were taken. Amen. You have to understand over in Pakistan there are atrocities that are going on. We don't talk a lot about Christian persecution.
Mm-hmm.
Here in America, people feel that, you know, we can just do whatever we want to do and it's no problem. And, you know, I'm free to do this or do that and nobody can tell me anything
because
well, listen, how about those people who are over in these foreign lands that are part of the body of Christ and they need our help?
Yeah.
A lot of times in Muslim countries, what they do is they say, okay, we're going to let you be Christian if you want to be, but we will give you no resources.
Mm-hmm.
We will not assist you in evangelizing. We will not assist you in social means. So they have to go out and try to find means whichever way they can. And that's where we come into, into this. A lot of times we ask you to become vision partners with us. And I know that there are some who have taken those things and run with them and have not done what they said they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And we are not of that lot. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We have ministries in Pakistan and in Nigeria and Uganda and Kenya, and they need your help.
Yeah.
Amen. I was sharing with Prophetess an article that we saw from John Piper, and he was speaking about this prosperity gospel that is spread. It's an export, if you will, from here over to there, where people who have no means are told the more that they give, the more that they'll receive. So they give having nothing. They give the resources. And then the people come back over here, currency is changed, with their pockets full. But the people over there are suffering greater
mm-hmm.
because it's a false gospel. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
So how do you deal with a false gospel that is supposed to help that actually hurts?
Mm.
And we have to, as the body of Christ, We have to cry loud and spare not, first of all. But second of all, we have to also make sure that we are taking up, you know, the burden. The Bible says that the strong should bear the burdens, you know, of the weak.
Yes.
I am my brother's keeper. I am my brother's helper. I am the one who helps him to do what he needs to do. And if I do that properly, amen, then we'll see that at all times the body of Christ is provided for.
Yeah.
So then our job, our duty then, is to actually come to you, petition you to become vision partners with us. And then what you give to us, we disseminate out amongst those churches that are under our covering mm-hmm. for mission work. Amen.
Amen.
It is something that we have been doing for a while, and we're asking you to now come into agreement with us and help us to do greater, because the need now is greater.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. If on our website, www.ctkr, there you'll see more concerning Christ the King Redemptive Ministry, and learn what it is that you can do to help us to do a greater work and have a greater impact in the kingdom. You'll find that in every military engagement exercise, there are normally more than one branch of the service that is involved. There will be one that spearheads, but the others will come in and support. Amen. Air Force and the Army and the Navy, the Marines, when you look at them, the Coast Guards, you'll find out that all of them actually come together so that each one does what their specialty is.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Some of you will not go to Pakistan because it's too dangerous. Amen. And Shah Faluzabad is where one of the ministries is. And of that ministry, there are 38 different spread out ministries. The total number of members is about 1,000.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
In 38 locations. Amen. Because they cannot come together in one location to do what needs to be done. Amen?
Amen.
You see that? So what happens then is when they begin to try to put things together, it becomes more and more difficult, you know, for them to generate funds that will take care and support the whole. So we need your help. And that's just one location, amen? And that's just one country. In Pakistan, that's just one. Amen. And as I mentioned, there are others, the Philippines and everything else that we were involved with. So we ask that you would help us. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. On our website, you'll see Become a Vision Partner. Click on that. It'll have the information there for you. Let us know your intent, and we'll give you as much information as we can. But really be led by the Spirit, amen, the Spirit of God, because a lot of times we hear people who have petitioned, but they do everything that they can to make sure that, you know, it's going to them and what they decide. They will.
Mm-hmm.
No, we have churches that need help. We have missions that need help, and that's what we really are about. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Come on, let's go on this word. Amen?
Amen.
I am so excited. We have been dealing with what will you do with Jesus right after the resurrection? And it's important for us to continue to ask that question and look at some of the resolve that has to be had. We need to know what we're doing and why we're doing it. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen. There's something, as I was reading, I just want to run to right quick. And that is in John, the 21st chapter. Amen. If we start at the first verse, we'll see this is Jesus appearing to seven of his disciples. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something that he showed me in the 11th verse. Let's start the first verse and read down. Amen. Prophetess, if you will.
All right. John 21, starting at the first verse out of the New King James Version. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and in this way he showed himself. Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We are going with you also." They went out and immediately got into the boat, and that night they caught nothing.
Mm.
But when the morning had now come, Jesus stood on the shore, yet the disciples did not know it was Jesus. Then Jesus said to them, "Children, have you any food?" They answered him, "No." And he said to them, "Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." Now, when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had not removed it, and plunged into the sea.
Mm-hmm.
But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from land, but about 200 cubits, dragging the net with fish. Then, as soon as they had come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish which you have just caught." Verse 11, Simon Peter went up and dragged the net to land, full of large fish, 153 altogether. And there were so many, the net was not broke. Jesus said to them, "Come and eat breakfast." Yet none of the disciples dared ask him, "Who are you?" Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus then came and took the bread and gave it to them, and likewise the fish. This is now the third time Jesus showed himself to his disciples after he was raised from the dead.
Amen. Let's go back to that 11th verse. Simon Peter went up and dragged the net to land full of large fish, 153. And although there were so many, the net was not broken. May the Lord ask a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. I do believe that as we begin to look at this, we see a principle here. Amen. And let's just walk it back, if you will. The whole thing that we're seeing here is that God has designed plans for us. Amen. Mm-hmm. And since he designed the plan, he knows every intricate detail of that plan. We ourselves try to figure out what he's doing, but I think that's the wrong way to look at it. It's not what he's doing, it's what he's done. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? When we see that he has done so many great things, then all we have to do is say, "Thank you."
All right.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, the reason why we say thank you in advance because it lets us boost our faith. Amen. How is that? Because if he did it before,
he'll do it again.
He'll do it again. And if he did it before, then seeing that he did it before, we can clearly see that he can and he will do it again. Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, "He did it before."
He did it before.
He's going to do it again.
And he's going to do it again.
Amen. That is important for us to understand, to see, to know, because too often what we have is we have people who come in and try to get us I guess, a little flabbergasted, if you would, you know, a little distraught, you know, trying to figure out what's going on, who did what, when is it going to happen. Don't worry about that. If he did it before, he would do it again. Amen?
Amen.
Now, let's really go here and look at this. Starting at the first verse, after these things, Jesus showed himself again, amen, mm-hmm. to the disciples at the sea of Tiberias. And in this way, he showed himself. Verse 2, Simon Peter, there you go. Thomas, called the twin Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Third verse, Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing. Now, the thing here, you have to understand, Simon and a number of them were fishermen by trade.
Correct.
Amen? Mm-hmm. And I think too often what we have is people forget whatever you did before you came to Christ, you still know how to do that. Amen? Mm-hmm. Huh? You didn't forget it. You still know how to do it. Amen?
Okay.
And the enemy tries to get you to think, you know, well, you can't do this or you can't do that. No, if you was fishing before, you're going to be able to fish afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
To the disciples, I would say this. And to those who would be critical of them, I would say this. While Jesus was alive, they had focus on where they needed to go and what they needed to do. Their lives were structured by his movement.
True.
Somebody need to catch what I'm saying now.
True.
Their lives were structured by his movement.
Mm-hmm.
And even now, our lives need to be structured by
his movement.
His movement. Mm-hmm. But we don't structure our lives by his movement. We structure our lives based upon what we perceive to be important to us. And a lot of times we have to admit that Jesus isn't on the top priority. Oh, I'm just going to say it. Amen. You can look at me and be upset if you want. But Jesus is not always the priority. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times we find out that family, friends, and situations, Ace Boon Coons and Bays and all those other names we come up with for whoever, Snookums and all the rest of that, you know, becomes our priority. And after we have dealt with those things, then we come back and say, Lord, what would you have me to do? He said, well, if you would have asked me at the very beginning of this, then I would have taught you or told you how to deal with each one of these aspects, and your time with your bae, your boo, your family, and the rest of that would have been quality time.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Right.
How many times have you, I'm just asking the question, I'm not pointing to nobody, just asking the question, how many times have you gone out thinking that you were going to have a good time, got out there, things hit the fan really quick, and then afterwards you come back, start praying, and the Lord reminds you, you know, before you came out here, I gave you an unction in your spirit that you shouldn't go, and you just disregarded it and went on anyhow, and
mm-hmm.
here you are in the middle of what I was trying to keep you from.
That's right.
Huh? We can attest that happens a lot sometimes. Amen. And now the thing is that we should be able to learn by now to trust in the spirit and the leading of the Lord. So these disciples, they had trusted in the leading of Jesus so much that when he wasn't there, they didn't know what to do.
That's the truth.
They were sitting there. He went in the tomb. They went in the room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's out appearing to them, and they're sitting there saying, Lord, Lord, and he disappears and goes on and does everything else he's going to do. But he comes back. The Bible tells us here in this text that this is the third time that he appeared. Amen?
Amen.
So if it's the third time that he appeared two times prior to this. Amen? And we have already gone over some of that and discussed it. Amen? But you have to understand that even as he has done some things, amen, he's not done doing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. That's a good place to say thank you, Jesus. Amen. Huh? So without Christ there leading and guiding them on their day-to-day experience, amen, they begin to go back to what is familiar with them.
Mm-hmm.
Amen?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let me show you something here. We can always tell when you are lacking or deficient in your prayer life.
Because you return back to what's familiar.
Because you start returning back to what's familiar.
Yeah.
God saved you from this. And we find you not quite partaking in it, but you're sort of hanging around the area, you mm-hmm. know. You know, you make an excuse, well, something just happened. No, nothing just happened. What happened was you position yourself just in case. Amen. That is totally different than something just happening. Amen. See, you know, planning coming together doesn't mean that something just happened. Sometimes your plan just came together. Amen. We have to be realistic about it. Amen. Because too often people are talking about, you know, I wasn't trying to do nothing. I'm just trying to follow God. I was just over there because I heard my friend was going to, which friend? The one that you always got into mess with? You knew when you went to go see that friend, you was going to get into some mess because that's what you and your friend used to do. Mess. Amen. So when you over there hang with your friend and your friend bring you back some familiar mess, don't be surprised. Expect it. Amen? Amen. Huh? So here the disciples are walking around and trying to figure out which way to go. You know, we've already shown that Jesus had appeared to them and breathed upon them and said, receive ye the Holy Spirit. Amen. We understand that, amen. We understand that there are some other things that are going on in their life, amen. They're trying to come to grips with the fact that they were the ones who were sought after because of the miracle signs and wonders yeah. that were performed by Christ and by them in his name. And now they have hidden from those who have persecuted Christ. So they went from being the stars to being the outcasts.
Yes.
It didn't happen in a long succession. It happened quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And some of you have to understand that when you got saved, you were the life of the party, and then you stopped partying. And when you stopped partying, the reason why you were the life of the party went by the wayside too. Amen. Stop trying to go back and get that former glory and let this glory right here be revealed in you. Amen. It's going to take you further than that glory would. Amen.
Amen.
That's the reason why God saved you. That's the reason why God brought you out. Amen. He could have left you in the middle of all of that mess, but he didn't. He brought you out of that. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not go back and try to bring back to life. Leave that dead, but now begin to mature and develop in the life that you now have so you can be a child of God who demonstrates the power, the authority, and the glory of the kingdom of God. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So let's look at these disciples and walk this down. Amen. Third verse, Simon Peter said to them, I am going fishing.
Yeah.
They said to him, we are going with you also. Amen. Notice that when one goes one way, everybody else want to go because they are not ready to walk away from this.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. There's still some things happening. They're not sure of the direction all the way, but they know that it's not over. Amen. Look at your neighbor and say, it ain't over yet.
It ain't over yet.
Come on, say it again. It ain't over yet.
It ain't over yet.
Say it again. It ain't over yet.
It ain't over yet.
Amen. So, you know, I know you thought it was done because everybody went this way, that way, and the other way. They had pulled the skirt up. Amen. Guess what? It ain't over. Amen. They went out immediately and got into the boat. And that night, look at this, they caught nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I love this. I love this because it shows that their initiative to go back to what they were doing was unfruitful.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when you try to go back over there and see you. Yeah.
I wonder if.
Yeah. Could it have been? No, it couldn't have. Should it have been? No, it shouldn't have been. Amen. I remember when Prophetess and I were we were set to get married, amen. And the night before the actual wedding, mm-hmm. she started getting phone calls, amen.
Amen.
And the phone calls come in, talking about, girl, you making a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what he told you, why he's, you know. I'm unaware of this. She tells me all of this after the fact, amen, because these same people showed up to the wedding and was patting us on the back, telling uh-huh. us, you know, congratulations. Oh, y'all so cute together.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I didn't know that they were on the phone the night before talking about, girl, I wouldn't do it. Okay, listen. The thing is that people have desires and wants
yes.
that are unrealized.
Mm-hmm. Talk to us.
Huh?
Talk to us.
And we'll try to talk you out of what God has blessed you with, because misery
loves company.
Loves company.
Yes, it does.
Say it with me. Misery
loves company.
Now, they talked and everything, and she said, you know what? God said this.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get married. I'm happy to say that 21 years later, we still here in love. Ladies, listen. Amen. We still in love. Amen. Huh? And, you know, if anything, our love has grown.
That's
and
true.
It really has, because we've learned more about each other.
Mm-hmm.
I was just saying yesterday, day before, we was talking to somebody, and I said, you know what? Let me tell you. If Prophetess fell over today, I would be fasting and praying, and she would have so much oil on her forehead. When the paramedics got here, they would wonder if she
lying out there.
They put on those rubber gloves and just be slipping all over the place as I'm being poured oil. Jesus, right now, come back, because I ain't looking at going back through this whole thing. The people today. And some of y'all got saved, y'all, and then you go tiptoeing back around. I don't understand how your mentality works. Amen. When your eyes are open and you see what God kept you from and what God kept you from getting into, why would you go back around that? Huh? I don't care. Listen, in Las Vegas, they take the food from the smorgasbords, from the all-you-can-eat. They take those are the things that they put in the trucks and take out to feed the pig.
Yep.
I don't care where the food came from. If it's in the pig trough, I ain't eating it.
Right.
And some of you need to recognize that though this was on the steam table before, it ain't there now. Get out the pig. That's another message. Amen. Some of y'all trying to, well, it was good at one point. At one point, it was good. It's not good now. Amen. If you would have got it when it was first made and it was presented and it was set there, it was wonderful for you. But after it's been put in the trash bin and transported and then thrown and mixed with all kind of other stuff so that it flows out, you don't want it. You pick it up. Oh, this looked like a good piece of ham. It looked like a good piece of ham. It's not. A good piece of ham, leave it alone. Amen?
Amen.
All right, listen, let me get back to this because I don't want my time to get too far. Where am I? Yeah, I'm good. Let me get back to this. Listen, stop trying to run back to yesteryear and get former glory and let the glory of the Lord be revealed in you for today. Amen? If you're going to get down the road, you're going to get down the road because right now the positioning and the processing that is going on with you, amen, God is making sure that whatever is in you is being worked out of you. Amen? And if God is working some things out of you, let him do the work.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
Amen. So here the disciples, they decide to go on back fishing. And they went and fished all night and caught nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know you can run back into the world, run back to everything else, and you get over there, and it'll look like it's prosperous. You have to understand, all night is a long time. They didn't go out for an hour.
That's right.
They went out there all night.
Mm-hmm.
That means that all night long they were throwing nets
and dusting them
and pulling them in with nothing in them. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
For no payoff.
Mm-hmm.
I like crab meat, but I don't like eating crabs because
right.
That's a lot of work
for a little payoff.
For a little payoff.
Yes, sir.
There's some people that's talking about, ooh, I love crabs. And they can sit there and I watch them go through all that working and toothpicks and everything else trying to get there.
Yeah.
That's just
too much work.
For a little payoff. All of this they do when they pull out this little piece of meat like that, talking about, that's best meat in the world. Mm-hmm. No, that is not the best meat in the world. That's why I like other meat that you don't have to work so hard to get. Mm-hmm. Amen. Let somebody go through all that and pull all that crab out. Amen. I'll sit back and eat crab all day, but I'm not cracking one shell. Amen. That's just too much work. Amen.
Right.
And somehow, here they are. They're working all night. All that work. No payoff. I just want to look at that. Go right back to yesteryear.
Where
we used to go to the clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Pay out all that money, buying drinks, little dance. Time to go home, you think your drink money going to kick in. And the friend talk about, come on, girl. You be like, get out of here. What you doing? All that work, no payoff.
Mm-hmm.
See, we look at this and we see what the scripture is written, but the scripture, if it is not applicable to what we are doing today, it is non. It has no function for us. It has no bearing on us. Amen. And you have to see that what they did is they went back to what they knew, and it didn't work for them.
Mm-mm.
Amen. Now let me show you what happens when the anointing. It's on it. Let's read on. Amen. Because there are some things that you weren't supposed to go back in your own strength. Some things you weren't supposed to go seek after your own initiative. You know, your mind, your motive shouldn't have led you back over to. Amen.
Yeah.
But then there is a day and a time. There is a set season when God will come and tell you now is the time to go back over there. That's when your witness will be effective with your friends from yesteryear. It's not effective today. Don't be over there. Amen. God got to work some stuff out of you. You got to come to the end of yourself so that when it happens, you won't be sitting back talking about all this time I've been sitting up here. No, no, no. All this time you've been waiting on the opportunity for the Lord to release you so that you can be a blessing. Let's go back to Abraham. Abraham was not a blessing unto himself. The Bible said, and you will be a blessing to all the families of the earth. In you, you are the blessing because of you. You become the conduit through which blessings will enter into the earth. Amen?
Amen.
So you have to understand when God is blessing you, God is not just giving you something. Every blessing, say it with me, every blessing.
Every blessing.
Say it again. Every blessing.
Every blessing.
Every blessing that comes should come to you as a blessing to others as well. That's why we talk about, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, prosperity theology don't work. Because prosperity theology glorifies me and mine.
That's it.
But the blessings of the Lord is for the body. So it's not about me and mine. It's about us and ours.
Amen.
Amen? And he blesses us so we can be a greater blessing. Mm. If your blessing just got your name on it, then you got the wrong blessing.
Mm-hmm.
Amen, somebody. You are a conduit for it, but you are not. To sit back and hoard it unto yourself.
Amen.
Oh, I wish I had time to go through all this. Okay, just a little bit more. Look at this. When you go over to the disciples, they're dealing with the hunger around them.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said, have the men sit down. All right? And when he had them sit down, this is after he said, thank you, what do you have? Mm-hmm. And when they said, we got some fish and some loaves. Not much, right? But in his hands, you see that? It becomes a blessing not for the one who had the fishes and the loaves, but for everyone there who had need. Mm-hmm. Your blessing.
Yes, God.
It's not just for you. If God blessed you with it, then God blessed you so that you can be a blessing to others.
Mm-hmm.
We miss it when we try to keep it to ourselves. They just need to go get a job. You don't understand where they are. You don't understand their mental capabilities, amen, mental capacity, amen. You don't understand other things happening with the family. You don't know where they are as far as some other things. There could be some situations that will preclude them from being able to just go out and get a job, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they have had a job, but because they've had other issues going on, their work history is bad and people won't hire them.
Well,
yeah, I would work because I understand some things now, but my history keeps me from getting a job. I still need some help, amen. They need to go get a job. Well, if you're so trusting in them, then give them a job, amen. If you just don't want to help them, give them a job, amen. And when they have those issues, don't fire them. Help them work through it.
Amen.
Oh, that ain't going to work for me, and I'm paying them, and they doing, okay, well, that's the reason why they were out there in the first place. Amen? Because people need help. It's not just a handout. Sometimes it's some mental help. Amen? They don't know to come and allow somebody to lay hands on them and cast the demon out. Amen? Oh, we don't believe in that no more. We just think it's a chemical imbalance. Whatever you believe, they still need some help.
That's right.
Amen? See? Here you are trying to prove something. And disprove it all the way around. Ain't that right? Amen. Okay, listen. When the morning had come, Jesus stood on the shore.
Mm-hmm.
I told you I was going to show you the flip side to this. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the disciples did not know it was Jesus. And as we read on, we see that they really did.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus said to them, children, and at that point, I told you about when Mary was at the tomb crying. Just tell me where you laid him. When he said, Mary, every facade was, every wind of doctrine, everything
yes.
blown away. She knew who he was. Rabboni, instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. When he said, children, have you any food? They answered, no. And then he said to them, cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. Listen, remember the first time they argued with them? We've been out all night and ain't caught nothing. This time they just threw the net.
True.
You see that?
Right.
No debate, no question,
tired.
No nothing. We've been we out here all night. The last time this happened, we all got rich because we brought in a great catch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, look, we out here. He said, throw it over there. I ain't foolish not to lightning can strike twice,
right.
Especially if the same one is throwing it. So cast the net on the right side of the boat, and you will find some. So they cast, and now they were not able to draw it in because of the multitude of fish. At that point, they already knew who they was dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
Amen? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
See, the thing that you go off to do of your own volition will not be fruitful for you. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
The intent can be good. Your motive behind it can be pure, and you can have the best intentions all the way around. But if it's not mandated part of the assignment that God is giving you, you're doing a good thing but not the right thing. Amen?
Amen?
And I said it before, there are too many people doing good things around but not doing the right thing.
Not the right thing.
God told you to do X, Y, and Z. You don't like X, Y, and Z because it seems like it's at the end of an alphabet. So I'm just going to go do A, B, and C because I think, you know, he can want me to be at the front. Well, listen, he wants you to be at X, Y, and Z because he's about to flip this thing. You would have been at the front. After you get done starting it, then he flip it like he was going to and you in the back.
See?
Doing the good thing, not the right thing. Everything that God has set, he's already has set. Or you, he tells you do X, Y, and Z, and you think that X, Y, and Z is at the end, and you don't want to do it, so you go do A, B, and C, and find out that A, B, and C has been now done twice, but X, Y, and Z is left undone. So the job can't be finished. You got to let him do what he's designed you to do. Amen?
Amen.
Y'all see what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
Huh? So when they throw the net over on the right side, it is a demonstration that what you tried to do was unfruitful because it was in your strength.
Correct.
But notice that we see here, and y'all heard me say it before, the blessing of obedience in operation.
Mm-hmm.
If he would have said, cast the net on the right side, and they would have threw it on the left, they still would have been unfruitful.
Correct.
It was in their obedience that they cast it on the right side.
Yes.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, notice, the first time that they did this, before the crucifixion, at their choosing, remember that as they went out, the nets began to break.
Right.
So much that they had to call other ships in
to bring help them.
To help them.
Mm-hmm. I remember that, yes.
And this is where the revelation come in. Because he showed me here in this 11th verse what happened. Hmm? He said, look at this. Simon Peter went up and dragged the net to land full of fish, 153. And although, listen now, although there were so many, the net was not
broken.
I wish I had room and time to just run around and woohoo a little bit, because this simply tells me something here, that when God gets in the middle of it, when you obey him, when you go and do what he said, I don't care how many times you have done it before, how disheartening it was to throw a net and know that you should have fish and pull it in and nothing. When he says, cast it out, and you say, yes, Lord, and you cast it out, guess what? Before the nets were breaking, this is when they were first meeting him.
Yes.
They did not know him. Mm-hmm. Now when he says cast it, they know him.
Yes.
They understand who he is. They understand him and in his crucifixion. They've seen him go through the passion. They've seen him as he has been killed, mocked. They've seen all of this whipped. They've seen all of that. They know him. This isn't somebody who they heard about. This is somebody that they know.
Mm-hmm.
And as they know him, he talks to them,
yeah.
And as he speaks to them, they obey his words. And as they obey his word, they bring in a catch.
Amen.
Now, let's talk about this catch just a little bit more, amen? Because as they bring in the catch, it wasn't a lot of fish. They were large fish.
Mm-hmm.
153.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need all the fish in the sea.
You just need some.
You just need the right ones.
Mm.
Do you see that?
All right, yeah.
You've been trying to catch everything that moves. And God said, I don't want you to have everything. Pastors, leaders, let me tell you right now, the problem that you have right now is that you are trying to get all of the people to come to your church. What you're looking at is numbers. You're looking at attendance. You're looking at offerings. You're looking at tithes and everything else. All of those things are true, and we understand them. It's part of what business is. We understand business, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We're not naive, amen. What we're telling you is that you don't need all the fish, you just need the fish that he's giving you.
Amen.
And you'll get those fish when you're obedient to the assignment that he's assigned you.
Amen.
Otherwise, we're just casting wide nets, hoping that we pull in something. Ain't that right?
That's the truth.
Y'all see that?
I do.
I mean, that should be open in your eyes. You should be able to see that real clear. It's that all you have is a lot of casting of nets, hoping you pull something in that you can use. Cast it back out, try to pull something in. And you're going to do a musical. Let's see if we get somebody to stay. We're going to do a woman's service. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
All of that is casting nets. But if you simply are obedient, God said, go over here and do this convention, do this conference here and do this right here, then when you go out and do that, then you don't have to bring in all the fish. The fish that he gives you will be the fish that you need. Notice here. Come on. Let's go back just a little bit. Let me go back just a little bit. A verse before. Nice verse. Let's go there. It says, then as soon as they had come to land, they saw a fire with coals there and fish laid on it and bread. Notice they out there fishing.
Mm-hmm. And he already has some
waiting. And he already had fish waiting for him. When you get to the place where you are going to end up, you'll find out that he is already. He already has the resource that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Now, notice this. When they've been out fishing all night, and now they're trying to bring in a large catch,
mm-hmm.
get to shore, they're exhausted, they're tired, they need sustenance. And what do he have sitting there? Fish and bread.
That's it.
Already prepared. That's how you know that you are in the place, you're in the will of God, because the things that you need will be there to sustain and refresh you.
Mm-hmm.
You see that?
Mm-hmm.
It is not something that you're going to have to fight and work with. It is something that will be there so that when you need it, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all see it?
I do.
I hope y'all start to apply this to your life. This right here, as I'm reading it and as I was going over it, began to bless me. Amen. Because I begin to see what God is doing. Lord, we've been working, trying to get this together and that together, and we're just waiting on that word. And he said, listen, do it again. Well, we have spent everything. He said, no. Set it up, do it again. Watch what happens. I told prophetess one time, I said, look, the problem that a lot of people have is that they try stuff, it doesn't work, and then they just put it to bed, never try it again. And the Lord said, okay, you need to go and try that again. Well, why I got to try it again? Because it didn't work the last time.
Mm-hmm.
He said, yeah, it worked last time, but you were working in your own flesh. You were trying to get your glory out of it. You knew if you did this conference, you did this concert, you did this program, and it blew up, then you could walk around and talk about, I put together this program, and everybody came because, you know, I'm somebody, you know, everybody want to see me, you know, everybody want to look at me because, no, that's why it didn't work. Because your flesh was in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Prophetess said one time, she said, I wish I always wanted to be able to sing.
Right.
And you said, I could see myself now. If he had allowed me to sing, I'd be walking up on people. Wait a minute, do it. What was that you said? You'd be walking up on people and your mic in your hand.
I in my hand, talking about sing this.
See,
I'll be doing all of that. Yes, I will.
Y'all just got to get the video of this, amen, because y'all need to see that, amen. But the thing is that in your flesh would have been on parade. So God didn't give you the ability to sing. He gave you the ability to see. And in seeing, he gave you the ability to minister his word. It wasn't a song that you sang.
Mm-hmm.
It was a word you spoke that gave God the glory. Amen. Y'all see that?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? So too often we try things and it's going to bring glory to us, and God sits back and crosses his legs and waits for us, says, no, I can't do that, because if I do it, then it's going to bring glory to you, because you haven't matured to the point of obedience to do it for my glory. You're trying to do it so people can glorify you, and then, you know, you'll throw a little bit, well, you know, the Lord helped me to do this. No, the Lord did it. You see it? When you get to the place where I don't have no money, I don't have no strength. These men had no more strength. They had been out all night long. And I don't care how well endow you are, how much endurance you have. Well, you know, you can't run a race all day long.
Right.
Amen. Eventually, you need to take a break.
True.
You understand? And the same thing here. They can't be doing like this and trying to manage the boat and catch. That's work all night. And now they got to fight to bring their net to shore.
Mm-hmm.
When they get to shore, they have no strength.
That's it. They're tired.
And Jesus is on shore with fish and bread. I know you're tired. Do it again. You do the program. You do the assignment. You do the thing that I gave you to do. Now do it with my blessing. Do it with my instruction, and you'll see the blessing of obedience. Y'all see this?
Mm-hmm.
As you do it, it'll come in, and you're not bringing in a whole bunch of fish. You're bringing in some large fish. We took up an offering and only raised $50. Okay. Well, you know, our expenses was $100 and something. Okay. Well, do it again. We came in and someone was blessed and they wrote out a check for $250. Wonderful. God is good. You did more than 50, didn't you?
That's right.
All right. And that was just one person. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Do it again. You do it. And somebody says, I'm going to sow $5,000 into this ministry and into what you're doing here. God told me to come here and be a blessing to you. And I'm going to ask people to join us. We will join you because we believe $10,000 raised with two people right now. Other people still looking for it. Thank you, Jesus. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
The net didn't break. They didn't lose not one of the blessing, mm-hmm. not one of the fish. Y'all see that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what really got me, is that there was no threat of the net breaking. It was more of can we manage the catch
mm-hmm.
than was the net going to break.
Right.
And the net
did not break.
Count up what it is that God has blessed you with. 153 large fish. Y'all see that?
Mm-hmm.
So what are we waiting on? Brothers and sisters listening to me, what are you waiting on? God gave you an assignment, told you to do, and you had every excuse. But now you have the instructions that God has given you. Cast the net. Be obedient to what God told you to do and bring in the blessing of obedience. Amen?
Amen.
I'm not done. I'm just going to quit because our time is away. Amen?
Amen?
Maybe you don't know the Lord Jesus in a partner of your sin. Maybe you don't know who he is. I hear you talking about this Jesus apostle. I just don't know who he is. Well, listen, he is he's a wonderful Savior. I'm going to tell you that. This life we live with the blessings of the Lord. We know that there are some things that he has done for us and he will do for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always concerned that people don't, we want to make sure that you hear the true gospel.
Yes.
There's a lot of voices out here talking about Jesus, but not the right way. Amen. The one that we speak of is the one who loves us and loves us eternally. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we want you to know that Jesus. Amen. Pray this prayer with me. Father, forgive me of my sins.
Forgive me of my sins.
Wash me in the blood of Jesus.
I believe
that God raised,
Jesus from the dead.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
For salvation
in
the name of Jesus.
Father,
right now, if they prayed that prayer, I pray that you would lead them to a Bible teaching, a Bible believing church where they can be ministered to, where they can grow and be developed and matured in your want to do the work that you called them to do. Lord, I pray for those who are sick and shuddering right now. Touch their bodies in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord, that healing is our right. We ask for it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for the resources that we need for the ministries and for the work that you've given us to do. Thank you, Father, for sending in those who will heed your voice and will sow a seed into the ministries so that we can continue to do given us to do. In the name of Jesus, thank you for every miracle, sign, and every wonder that manifests, because we are your children. In the blessed name of Jesus, we pray. Amen,
amen.
And amen.
Amen.
Listen, go to our website, www.ctkr.org. There you'll learn more about us. I pray that you become that fishing partner with us. I tell you, there is something wonderful when you see lives change, when you see the young people and you see the smile upon their face. It's not that they have gotten tens of thousands of dollars. It's just that you have taken time to see their need and help do something that will address their concern. We're asking you to be a blessing, amen, and to be to the things of God, amen, things that he will say, amen?
Amen.
Amen. Listen, I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen.
And I'm Prophetess McQueen.
Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, reminding you that it's his will for you to live the kingdom lifestyle. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. We love you. Come on, give God a praise.
Amen. God bless you.